Here are some examples of direct and indirect speech. Which of the following is the most polite, and can it vary according to the context? So, if I said, close the window, can you close the window? I don't suppose you could close the window, could you? It's rather chilly in here. So, in English, we tend to use more indirect speech, and thereby we show politeness. However, this depends quite a lot on the power relationship. Imagine a dialogue between a parent and a child who is 6 years old, who has just opened the window. And a parent might say to the child, close the window. In the same way that a child might say to the parent, close the window. Imagine a situation where we were in a lecture room and you're a student, say, I don't know, you're 25, 30 or whatever. Would you expect the lecturer to say to you, close the window in that manner? Or would you expect the person to say, can you close the window? And if, as the lecturer in the room, I said, it's rather chilly in here, making a statement, then would you agree with me? Or would you say, oh, I can close the window? So, indirect speech is a way of showing greater politeness. Now, please understand, direct speech isn't giving an order. It's not that. Indirect speech and direct speech is something that we'll look at more in detail when we look at pragmatics. And there you'll understand what is meant by direct and indirect speech. That brings us to the end of the language system video tutorial, which is more of a general overview of that which is about to come.